Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends, and welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, yet Andy Goldstein. I don't know what I'm saying yet. We begin with England manager Gareth Southgate ahead of tonight's World Cup qualifier with Hungary at Wembley, live on TalkSport. It doesn't work with that word, does it? This was Southgate's response when asked what it would mean to qualify for another tournament. What a stupid question that was. Unless, of course, it came from someone at TalkSport, in which case, great question.
That's obviously our objective. I don't know if we can achieve it in this camp. It's not about what it means personally to me. It's about getting our country to a World Cup so that our players and our fans can experience being on the biggest stage and another tournament. You know, the last two have been quite a lot of fun for everybody. So it would be lovely to have the chance to do that again.
Saka making the race inside the penalty area and finishes it brilliantly. And again, it's the artistry, the vision of Phil Foden that sets things up for England.
Stick 'em up, Paul. It's the fun-loving criminal, criminal. Stick 'em up, Paul. It's the fun-loving criminal.
Well, I have a headache and I commit a crime every time I pick a team. It's very difficult every time you have to name a squad because we have so many good players and such good, strong competition for places. So, yeah, of course, there were lots of players that did their own confidence and their own reputations the world of good the other day, and that's pleasing to see.
Over now to two former England players, Danny Murphy and Gabby Agbonlahor, discussing Philip Foden and Jacqueline Grealish.
Him and Grealish are the stars. They're the stars of England's future. They both need to be in England's team together. When you see them play at Man City together, you know, they pop the ball off each other. Both great technical players. So for me, he's that future England star, and he's the star of now as well, isn't he?
It's Foden! Off the inside of the post and in! Phil Foden!
I think the more adaptable you are, the better. He's always going to play in great teams. I don't think he's ever going to be in a team where they don't dominate the ball, which is what he needs to be. He needs to be in a team where he gets lots of the ball because he's brilliant with the ball. So don't restrict him. Don't restrict the player to one position. I hate that. My whole education of football when I was a young lad was about playing different positions. I played different positions every week for 2 or 3 years. And it benefited me because you learn to understand that other position.
It was frustrating, let's put it that way, that we couldn't see the full Phil Foden in the Euros. And that might have made a bit of a difference. But I do think there's still an incredibly difficult problem. You're going to have to play him as that deeper lying midfield player, aren't you? Because otherwise, you know, with your Sterlings, your Grealishes and all of that, and Sancho and everybody else, it's going to be incredibly difficult to fit them all in. So he needs this sort of deep-lying role going forward to work.
And a great chance for the first goal, and it's there, Brian Robson. Brian Robson, number 16.
He's almost Brian Robson-ish, isn't it, in the way he gets from one end of the pitch to the other, maybe with, I hesitate to say it, maybe with more skill.
Now, Mason Mount has been included in a 30-man shortlist for the Ballon d'Or.
What's the point of that? I mean, he's a great player, but he's not going to win it.
It's a very good point. The midfielder has been nominated for the World Player of the Year award after helping Chelsea win the Champions League and England reached the final of Euro 2020.
But there you go, that's why he's been nominated. Oh, yeah, fair point. Take that back.
It's fair to say that Mountie was surprised, but pleased with the news.
Mason Mount has scored! And there is your way goal for Chelsea, out of nothing.
Special feeling. It was very surreal, I think, as a young player growing up, coming through the academies and looking up to the players that I've looked up to, now to be alongside them in the prestigious list of top 30, Ballon d'Or. It's a massive honour, and it's you gain that extra bit of confidence knowing that I'm up against some of the names that I'm up against. So, no, it's, as I said, it's special for me personally, but it doesn't change me. It doesn't change me as a person. I'm still very, very focused and probably even more hungry to want to do well and to do more now and to achieve more. That's kind of my mentality.
Now, Scotland came from behind twice to beat Israel in the crucial World Cup qualifier at the weekend. Alan McQuist said the win was the best he'd seen in 10 years. And ahead of tonight's clash with the mighty Faroe Islands, live on TalkSport 2, Charlie Adam admitted it's fun watching the national side once again.
93 minutes gone at Hampden Park. Scotland are ahead for the first time in this game.
Where we were 3 games ago to where we are now, it's night and day. You know, the buzz of getting to the Euros has just carried on. And I've said it before, I think that people are looking forward to the internationals now with Scotland instead of maybe dreading it a little bit and thinking, oh, it's Scotland again. But now there's a buzz. Steve's got a group of players and a squad that are hungry and want to be there, and they're getting the results. And, you know, I just think the determination and the hard work and the quality that they do have, it paid off in the 92nd minute by getting that late goal.
Glossing over the fact that we weren't great in the first half. Second half, Billy Gilmore was out of this world. So was your pal, Woodsy, Kieran Tierney. He was tremendous. Robertson, tremendous. McGinn, I mean, it was just, it's the best I've seen his play. And I'm getting carried away, but I make no apology for it.
Get carried away,
it.
So
that's
you should.
For.
It was the best I've seen his play in 10 years. There you are. I was going to say 5, I've just doubled it.
On now to Robert Page's Wales side, who beat Estonia in a crucial World Cup qualifier in Tallinn.
It was not pretty. At times, it was quite scary, but Wales have won by a goal to nil.
The players we had on the pitch, we knew we'd cause them problems. A little bit frustrating in first half. I thought we kept the ball okay, but then caused our own problems at times by giving the ball too cheaply away to them. In the second half, we had to dig a trench and defend resolutely, and they absolutely did that.
Now, Tyson Fury reaffirmed his status as heavyweight number one in emphatic fashion at the weekend in Las Vegas. We'll hear from the former cruiserweight champion, Johnny Lord Nelson. But first up, it's Tyson's father, John Fury, with his thoughts on the Gypsy King's next step.
He's got to go for Usyk or nothing, in my idea. It's Usyk next or nothing. Would Dillian White deal with Deontay Wilder? No. So why would you want to put him in my son and get him knocked out? He wouldn't be able to raise his game for that fight because it's not big enough. And he goes in there with a lacklustre attitude. You know, you don't see the best of Tyson. For me, I've told him, you sick or don't bother.
And we have just witnessed the third fight of what will go down in boxing history as one of the all-time classic trilogies.
He showed what boxing is all about. That tells you everything. But to be a modern classic today, yeah, in our lifetime, to see this, if you're lucky enough to see it firsthand, you saw two giants in there that really believed they would win. Two giants in there that could bang, one of them could box and fight. And so it just shows, no matter how hard you can punch, if you can box and you know how to negate, you know how to ruffle, you know how to manhandle somebody, that's why boxing is so intriguing.
There is nothing that Alexander Usyk or Anthony Joshua could have taken from that fight that gave them any encouragement. Fury is bigger and stronger. He's going to be 3.5 stone heavier than Usyk if he fights him. He's a fighter. He's a boxer. He's a pugilist. Joshua won't be able to cope with him, and neither will Usyk. This is the best heavyweight in the world by a mile.
Yeah, Simon, they also saw Tyson on the canvas. That gives him hope.
But he got off the canvas. There's nobody hits harder than Deontay Wilder. Everybody talks about Joshua's power. He does not hit as hard as Wilder, and Wilder hit him straight down the pipe with as big a punch as you can possibly get, and Fury got up.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing, as he did in the first fight when he wasn't fit.
Nothing out there for any encouragement. Anybody thinks that people like Joshua, with due respect, and Usyk can beat Fury, they should sleep on it. And if they still think that in the morning when they wake up that it's a good idea to fight this guy, they should go back to bed.
So what now for the bronze bomber, Deontay Wilder? Well, my partner in National Radio Crime on Drive, Darren Goff, wants to see Wilder take on Britain's Anthony Joshua, or AJ, to his friends.
I don't understand, man.
Tyson said that he's got the power to knock you out.
Come on, man. Where have we seen? Who the last person you seen him knock out?
It's been a while.
All right.
This has been an exhausting round for both of these.
fight I'd still like to see, and I think it'd be an absolute belter, is Joshua versus Wilder. I still think that could be box office. It really, really could.
Who'd win it?
Well, I've no idea. I mean, if Wilder comes out in the same frame of mind as he did against Tyson Fury and with the same energy, Joshua is not going to be able to hide from him. But if Joshua does catch Wilder, you just never know. He punches probably a little bit harder than Fury and he could finish him. So I still think that could be an absolute fight that's down the line. If Joshua loses his next one against Usyk, it's got to be Joshua Wilder. We're set for some good fights.
Now, Stevie, nice to see you. To see you, nice. Bruce will reportedly be sacked this week by the new Saudi owners of Newcastle United. However, Danny Murphy thinks they should possibly stick with Steve. You're so much better than last week. Bruce, for the rest of the season.
There's no obvious candidate to come in for a relegation battle. There's a different conversation if you're asking me, are there managers out there who are capable of working with new players and spending money and competing? Of course there are. There's lots of good top managers out there. But coming into the Premier League, if you haven't been in it before, into a relegation battle and understanding how to win games that aren't always going to be free-flowing or, you know, easy on the eye, who's out there bet more equipped than Bruce at the moment to do that? It's a difficult one. Nobody jumps out at me.
On now to Adrian Durham discussing Calvin Phillips and why he should have left Leeds United because he risks getting dropped from the England setup.
I think the time for Calvin Phillips, and as much as I'm a Leeds sympathiser, the time for him to move on was this summer. He's had an incredible tournament. He's done all he can at Leeds United. They're not going to get better, in my opinion. I may be proved wrong by Bielsa, but they're not going to get better. So the time was to move on. Now there's a big fuss, oh, he can't go to Man United, and all that's holding him back. And don't forget, he's not like 19, 20, 21 as well. And he's not old, but he's not one of those youngsters. For me, I look at Jude Bellingham and he is a box-to-box. He is creative. He can score as well. These are things that I don't think Calvin Phillips has necessarily got on as regular a basis as Jude Bellingham will bring.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. Don't forget, of course, to wallop that subscribe button. A reminder, tonight from 7, it's England against Hungary, the World Cup qualifier. It's on TalkSport, presented by Adrian Durham. At 7.45, you can hear the Faroe Islands against Scotland to World Cup qualifier over on TalkSport 2. I'll be back. Well, I'll be back on the podcast tomorrow and for the rest of the week, but I'm not on TalkSport. What do you mean you're not on TalkSport? I've taken a week off. What do you mean you've taken a week off? I've taken a week off. So I'll be back next Monday on the Sports Bar and then, of course, drive for the rest of the week. But I'll be putting my feet up and doing a bit of gardening. What do you mean doing a bit? Oh, shut up. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. What do you mean, be safe?
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.